Highlanders down in Oakland, California. Pregame will start about 6:40. Game time, 7 o'clock. JV start at 4:30. We'll give you a full recap of that JV game also. So big road game for the Warriors as they left yesterday on charter buses heading down to Oakland. And so joining me in the studios today is a pair of juniors from the Del Norte High School volleyball team, Lily Nunez and Ava O'Reilly. Ladies, it's fantastic to have you on the show this morning. I want to give you guys first a chance to say, have a shout out to your family and friends. Who do you guys want to give a shout out to on the radio? Go ahead, Ava.
I'll give a shout out to Reese, Presley, and Canyon. And good luck, Canyon.
Go ahead.
I'll give a shout out to my mom, my dad, and my brother, Junior.
Well, the volleyball team was off to a great start yesterday. The 7-5 Del Norte Warriors defeated the St. Bernard's Crusaders last night in a packed tuna gymnasium for their home opener. Ava, first question for you. How special is it to step out on Tunin Gymnasium floor as a varsity player? What is the family history and kind of the fan support that you get?
It really means a lot, you know. Growing up watching high school sports, I mean, it's all you want to do is just be out there. And getting the chance to do it really means a lot. And to play for everyone when everyone shows up also really means a lot.
Well, I know the O'Reilly family, and I know that when we go to the gym, it's not just a grandma and grandpa or just it's everybody
it's
in the family.
In there, yeah.
Ava, I've seen you in the stands so many times. How cool is it to actually be out there? You said a little bit last night, it's always cool to be out there for the national anthem.
It doesn't feel real. You know, you're sitting there. When I'm doing the anthem or whatever, it's
you were singing last night?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're listening when you're doing it. You know, you kind of shut your eyes and it doesn't really feel real. I mean, time has really flown these last couple years. So I still feel like I'm in eighth grade. And the fact that I'm a junior, it's crazy, really.
Well, that was like before we went on the air, I was like, Ava, did you play varsity last year? I was like, oh my goodness, you're like growing. You're like a junior already.
Yeah.
It seems like you were just that freshman.
I feel like I'm still in eighth grade, really. I do.
Well, Lily, you have found yourself on the hardwood floors, the Tunin Gymnasium, for basketball and have played in some pretty intense games on the basketball floor. How different is it for volleyball?
So, you know, last year is my first year here. COVID, it was a little bit different with the fans and everything. You know, we did have a few games where we had some fans show up and, you know, the game got intense, fans got into it. But in both sports, I try to really keep the same mentality, I guess you would say. I try to feed off of the energy in the stands and in the gym. I love that. Like, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me playing hard. So kind of in both sports, I try to use that whenever I can, especially if we're playing away and the other team has a student section. I feed off of that. I love that kind of stuff.
Lily, you smile more in volleyball.
I do. Yeah, it's fun.
You growl almost and look mean when you're playing basketball. But you smile, and I think it's important. It's more of a captain role when it comes to keeping everybody upbeat on your side, right?
Exactly. Like volleyball, you know, it feels different. Like the mentality and having to be positive and keep everybody in the game and keep everybody focused. It seems like you got to have that happy, cheery mood. And, you know, I want to keep my teammates upbeat and into it.
Del Norte is led by Del Norte alumni, 2012 Hall of Fame athlete Megan Curtis, who has been taking on a young athletic squad with tons of potential. Ava, if there's one thing Del Norte volleyball program does is when they have potential, they turn it into success. What is it like for Del Norte volleyball to prepare for a season?
It's a lot, you know, but it
does it ever end?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We focus on a lot of team chemistry and team bonding, you know, everyone being real close, because that's what it takes to be a winning team, I think, really. Having a good team with good chemistry, you got to do a lot to. I mean, we have so many different grades. We have a freshman, and we have some sophomores, and we have juniors, and we have seniors. We have everyone. So trying to keep everyone kind of in the same loop and good friends, it's a lot.
Well,
but it's good.
You know, over and over again, we talk about girls always say we're playing volleyball, we stay in shape, that's where we get in shape. What is it like in the off season in the weight room and stuff like that?
The off season is great, honestly. Summer program, they make it fun. They really do. We have some fun and then we go condition. But I mean, it's not that bad. it's pretty fun. Conditioning is... they go a little hard, but it keeps us in shape. By that fifth game, we're ready to go.
Absolutely.
We're not tired.
Lily, one thing I've always loved about you is your intensity on the court. You're tasked with being a setter for this year's squad, which we all know is a huge role on a Del Norte volleyball squad. So my question is, how do you channel your intensity to execute such a precise position?
You know, at times it feels like a lot of pressure. So, you know, in between each play, it's a little bit different than basketball. I get a break. I get time to think about it, you know, like what I can improve on, what can I do. And so it's a little bit different in that way, but they're both still like a fast-paced game. And so I really just take that time to think to myself, you know, I gotta go hard this play, but then I'll get a break. So it's different than basketball because I didn't get that break. And so being able to take time and focus and think about what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it and how I'm going to get a good ball to my hitters and do everything like that, it's nice having to have that break to be able to go hard the next play.
Right. I mean, and Del Norte traditionally has great setters and around the net. Is there a little extra off-season work that you have to put in that a lot of other people don't have to because you're in that role of setter?
Yeah, this year I wanted to be the best I could be. So every time they had a practice, every time they had a summer program where they even opened the gym, I was there. I was trying to work. I was doing everything I could. And, you know, I had also some of my other teammates in there with me. We're all trying to get better together. And so I did go in a little bit extra this summer, but I wanted to be ready for this season to be able to help my team do as best as possible.
When I talked to Megan earlier and he said Ava's coming in, the defensive specialist, you know, I flipped gears over to football and I'm like, a defensive specialist? Wait a second. There's an offense and defense when it comes. But, you know, I kind of talked to her a little bit about it and really understanding as a volleyball fan how precise and how important it is that you flow on the court and make sure you're in the right spot. What kind of challenges do you have being a defensive player, scouting and getting ready for a volleyball game?
I mean, being a DS, you kind of just watch the hitters, watch where they turn, watch their feet. You got to be in the right spot at all times. And Debbie and Pablo are really honest about that. Be in the right spot. And they're right. I mean, every outside, middle, and back, when everyone's hitting, you got to be in different positions. And you really just got to watch the hitter. It kind of all just depends on the hitter. So you just got to be ready. Have your quick platform. Be there. That's all.
Debbie and Pablo Lorenzi, the longest tenured retired coaching staff that continues to keep coming back. Always nervous, pacing on the sidelines, those two. They love their volleyball. When it comes to that defensive specialty thing, scrapes, bruises, practices, I have watched a couple of volleyball practices in the past. How demanding is it to keep the ball off the floor?
It's everything to them. That's all. Just keep the ball going. Don't let the ball hit the floor. That's what it's about. It really is. Do not let that ball hit the floor. That's our challenge at all times.
I picked up on that. I've only been to a couple practices.
Whatever you can do, important. Get that ball up. That's all.
All right, so we're going into league play here in another couple weeks. We're going to see if we can get you guys back later in the year. But before that, who you guys got circled on that calendar when it comes to the big five that you guys are stoked to getting ramped up to play?
We already know. Hey, I already know.
I think the whole team, everybody's excited. We're coming.
We're coming for Arcata, and we're coming for McKinleyville. We're coming for Fortuna. We're coming for everyone.
We really are.
And Arcata has been on the top for a little bit.
Yeah, they have been.
And that's not something that Del Norte's not used to looking up at Arcata in volleyball. Mm-mm. We're going to make that. We're going to end that this year.
We're going to change that this year.
Well, fantastic. We're going to take a quick break in the action here, and when we get back, I'm going to ask these girls some football questions, and we're going to talk about tonight's matchup.
Close call? We're close by. Access the county's only emergency departments at two Curry Health Network locations. From treating severe illnesses and injuries to trauma life support, lab and imaging services, and air transport if a higher level of care is needed. Our expert teams are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Close Care, Curry General Hospital in Gold Beach, and Curry Medical Center Emergency Care in Brookings. Learn more at curryhealthnetwork.com.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Warriors travel to Piedmont tonight. The football team travels to Piedmont. They take on the Piedmont Highlanders. Game time 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:40. Me and John Pritch have live game action. JV start at 4:30. We'll give you a full recap of that. But let's talk a little bit about the Warriors football team. They won 71-13 last week against Kelseyville in a game where they dominated from the get-go. Four touchdowns in the first quarter, four touchdowns in the second quarter. 71 points put up. I'm guessing that might be more than the basketball team puts up this year in many times. So it was a
Chris,
great.
You hear that?
I know. I already told Chris. So I got the girls in the studio today, Lily Nunez and Ava O'Reilly, and we're going to talk a little football here as they were out of town last week. They didn't get to watch the football game, but I'm sure they heard about it through the halls.
Oh, we heard all about it.
Heard all about it because they were over in Wairika at the volleyball tournament. Cooper Maxwell, 7 of 11 passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Cooper is his third year starting right now, has done a great job at getting better each year. When you talk about the quarterback position, Ava, what's important for the quarterback on a football team?
Hey, I don't want them getting mad at me because I've never played, so I don't know. But I think being the quarterback on the team, you gotta know the game a lot. You gotta know everyone else. I mean, I think being the quarterback means a lot, and I think Cooper does a great job.
Well, fantastic. I don't think you're getting in trouble with that one.
No.
The running attack is where it really settles in and where the intensity and the grinding and the work happens. And R.J. Lofton and DeSalini are two of the best when it comes to that with the Warriors running back. They rushed 32 times for 393 yards. They averaged 12.3 yards a carry. Both of them doing a fantastic job. I'm sure you can relate with the intensity it takes being a point guard, being a setter, the execution and making sure things happen, and you're kind of the center of attention. Yeah. What kind of pressure those guys have on them in this season when they're supposed to be really good?
I mean, I bet they're feeling a lot. I mean, I've never, you know, like Ava said, I've never played football. I don't really know. But I'm guessing running the ball and doing that all the time, they do feel a lot. You know, I don't think they're that much of a passing team, more of a running team. Yeah. And so they get most of the balls and they got to do a lot of the work. So, I mean, I bet they're feeling a lot to get down that field.
You're right, Lily. Look at that.
Yeah, hey, she is. They are a passing team.
They're running, not a running team. Running team more balanced this year than they ever have been in the past, as Cooper threw 11 times last week, but in the past it was two or three passes a game. Mm-hmm. So they are a little bit more balanced this year, but yes, the load of the offense is on those running backs, and they've done a great job so far. Taking a look at tonight's game, Piedmont's coming in 2-8 last year. Tough season. The program, though, Piedmont's program in the past, they've always made it the North Coast section. Ava, you could talk about the program aspect of anything, like when it comes to volleyball, comes to softball. When a team has a down year and they have a good program, you got to be careful that next year, don't you?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, a lot of work to put in. You don't want to have a record like that. You really don't, especially in a hometown where everyone's supporting and watching. It doesn't feel good to have a losing record. It really doesn't.
So the Highlanders are going to be out for blood tonight when the Warriors hit town. Lily, what are the keys for tonight's games for the Warriors to get the win?
I mean, I think they're an overall good team.
They're great.
Yeah, they're amazing. But, you know, they just really got to stay focused, get into it. You know, they just got to do what they do.
They got to keep doing the same thing they've been doing.
Yeah, they're a good team. They know what to do. They know how to win. So I think they just got to keep their good mentality and have a good game plan, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, the challenge really comes down to traveling, right? I mean, you had to travel yesterday. What kind of challenges do high school kids have when they travel and they got to go spend the night in a motel and things like that?
So for track, we traveled, and so, you know, it was kind of hard for me the next day to wake up and go to a meet because, you know, we got to the hotel kind of late. So, like, you know, I bet those boys were probably staying up kind of late, partying a little bit before their big game. But, you know, it's they really just got to focus up the next day. You know, it can be hard, but I think they can do it.
I think Coach Nick White hypes him up a lot. He's a good hype man, and he'll know how to prepare them. He will.
Well, they got all day.
They know how to prepare themselves, too.
They got all day to get ready, right?
They got all day.
If they did stay up late last night playing video games, they'll be all right.
We'll stick with that. Playing video games.
All right, girls. Well, thank you very much for coming in today. It's been fantastic, and I hope you guys have a great season. And the idea is to have you guys back before North Coast Sections, right, for volleyball. So we can get in here and hype you guys up for it. Good luck for Big Five season. We'll make sure that we keep everybody updated on the football shows and let them know how you guys are doing. But good luck, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
JD, we're on the air tonight. 6:40 pregame. Game starts at 7, and I'm pumped up, ready to go. Long as Pritchett can get me down there safely.
I don't think that'll be an issue. You'll have Sebastian tonight.
Sebastian will be here tonight. Fantastic. All right, well, thank you very much, and that's your Blue and Gold Show. Thanks, JD.
Thank you.
Toby Keith.
Miranda Lambert.
Brad Paisley.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Schritt.
Hi, folks, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.
During the nearly two-hour hearing, Judge Aileen Cannon appeared open to appointing a special master and said she would decide in due course. At one point, she asked federal prosecutors, what's the harm? She also questioned attorney...